On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team at the University of North Dakota today. Home opener on Sunday against Viterbo College. Had a chance to visit with senior Ashley Ellison. Ashley, you guys have had a couple of exhibition games now. What'd you learn about yourselves that needs to be improved before the opener on Friday?
We need to be able to finish balls on net. We had quite a few good opportunities in both games, but we just didn't finish them off. It was a good learning experience for us. The past couple of years, we've played teams and beat them 7-0, which isn't realistic in our conference. You're never going to beat a team by that much. Every game's going to be close. So I think it was good that we played teams that were better this year.
Throughout the course of your career, this program has made a rather sharp rise in the level of play. Having said that, what's it going to take to get over the hump this year and win a playoff series?
I think we have a really good group of girls this year. We obviously need to get our finishing up a little better. Just the experience we have. We only lost 3 seniors last year, so we have a lot of experience in a playoff game. I mean, 20 of us were here last year when we lost to St. Cloud in a shootout, so we know what it's like, and we have the experience this year. I think that's going to be a big help.
Losing the way that you guys did, does that stick with you all off season?
Yeah, it's a terrible way to lose. I mean, it doesn't really prove who's the better team. You just go out there and shoot, and hopefully you pick a corner that the goalie's not diving to. So it's a pretty bad way to lose, but we'll have to get over it because people might have to shoot again this year, so you need to just worry about making it.
On paper, there aren't any quote-unquote superstars of this team. So who is the leader of this team?
I think it's good not having anybody that's the best or the superstar, I guess. There's no one that teams can pick out and man mark all game. There's all the girls up top are good. I mean, nobody should be sitting on the bench this year. Everybody's good enough to be on the field, so our defense will definitely be leading us. They're always strong in the back, and we need that. Our goalkeepers are both very strong this year, and we have a lot of offensive players that can score up top and put them in for us.
Not saying that any of the injuries that you guys had last year were because you were out of shape, but you guys did suffer a bunch of injuries. As a team, was it a concerted effort this offseason to get in the best shape that you can to hopefully avoid some of those things this year?
Yeah, definitely. We switched our lifting program last winter, so hopefully we'll see some improvements there. And we did plyos with our trainer, which I've done like in summer soccer and stuff, and I had never played with anybody with a torn ACL, and we did that every single week, twice a week, so hopefully that will help out. And I mean, ACLs are really unpreventable. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, so hopefully we're lucky this year.
You guys have had some really good games with North Dakota over the years. What are you expecting this week?
We've heard that they're tough again, and we're excited for it. They usually have pretty good offense, so our defense will have to be strong, and their defenders are usually pretty good, their goalkeepers, so we're going to have to make sure we're finishing this weekend.
Good luck.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.